BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. A girl called Holly calls us. She's sitting in front of a big box with loads of memories in it of her and her ex-boyfriend. But will she be brave enough to open the box? Greg's on Real or No Real, and there's a man who just can't stop saying yes. Scott Mills, Radio 1. I'm in a really good mood today.
Friday.
Yeah, it's
mood.
Just Friday. I'm loving life. Having a great time.
You're just loving life?
Yeah, I am.
You're getting melty.
I just love life. You know, when you just wake up in the morning, you're like, yes, I feel good.
Wow.
Yeah. It's all on today, Chris.
Yeah?
I mean, I'm not normally that grumpy, am I?
No, but you never come in normally with this much energy.
Yeah, it's on. It's because I've been pumping it down the gym, that's why.
Have you?
Yeah, man. No, it wasn't leg day.
Was it not?
We had a conversation about leg day the other day, didn't we?
Yeah.
And you don't know what it is.
No, it's. I saw this thing, pictures of people in the gym where they clearly have skipped leg day. So it's so they've got, you know, banging six packs and things like that.
But the smallest legs.
The tiniest sparrow legs around.
Forgot leg day. I've seen that going around as well. So we're on till 4 o'clock and we've got Jamie T coming up and a bit of Carly Rae Jepsen for you. And in a minute, a new track of the day, which you would have heard Clara and Grimmy play earlier. And he said, Fern.
Don't do that. No.
Which you would have heard Grimmy and Clara play earlier. And it's the 7,021st incarnation of the Dancing Round Your Handbag at a Hindu classic, Show Me Love by Robin S. That's coming up.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I can't remember where I was, but I was at a gig recently and someone was still shouting out Only the Young.
There'll always be one. There'll always be someone shouting it.
Even now.
It's great. I really want people to continue doing it. If you see Mills out and about, just scream it at him.
And I just remembered on the Strictly tour when we were doing that, there was a guy that who came to a lot of the shows and when it was like, oh, who's going to win tonight?
Yes.
Wrong show.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, are you ready for yet another version of Show Me Love by Robin S? This is by a Dutch producer called Sam Felt. He's on tour at the moment. Sounded good on Radio 1. I heard Grimmy play it earlier. It's out on the 21st of June. It is Show Me Love. Let me know your thoughts on this particular version.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC
Radio 1.
Heartbreak since promises.
If it ain't broke, that's Sam Felt and Show Me Love. It's Radio 1's track of the day. Seriously, how many more versions of that are we going to have?
Hopefully that's the last.
Yeah. Do you know what? If that is the last one, Sam Felt, then I'll let you have that.
Yeah,
it's all good. Radio 1's track of the day. I mean, are you going to make it any better than the first one? I don't know.
I don't know. But I think it's, as you said, if it's the last time it's going to be done, that's cracking.
Then thanks, Sam. Yeah. Thanks for that. Because then we'll never have to hear it ever again. Mm. I mean, I actually quite like that version.
Yeah.
But that song is... Hey! So my friend Chris here, since I mentioned going to the gym at the start of the show, is claiming that he doesn't need to join a gym because the world is his gym.
Yeah, this is my new thing. So here's where we've been going wrong. What happens when you play the music is you just sit there.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll take your phone out, but in essence, you're just sat there.
Yeah.
What I've started encouraging us to do is seize on that
opportunity. No, you haven't. You haven't ever done that. You've just mentioned it.
I've just thought of it. Yeah. But here's what I think we should do. When the songs are playing, we start working out.
Start benching.
Yeah. So, and the whole studio can be a gym. Ow. So take this over here. Yeah. Just doing my glutes. Glutes, see? And that's me just doing a bench press off the desk. The door over here. Pectorals. I'm just hanging off the back of it.
Okay.
The world can be your gym, Mills.
I'm hanging off this microphone, but I'm actually doing lats.
I'm saying 3 hours a day, we can make ourselves well buff and just talk in between.
Seriously, these moves aren't going anywhere, but if we start to, like, instead of just, like, you know, sitting here during the songs...
No point.
We make the studio our gym.
The studio can be our gym. The world is our gym.
And we were like, if like we're on 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, we're gonna be buff. And here's buffing.
I might do a little video of it because everywhere there's opportunities to press.
Well, what are you seeing now?
You say instead of a microphone there, I see one of those things to hang off, you know, to work out the quads. Yeah.
You could do pull-ups on that up there, the light thing.
Do pull-ups on the thing there. That'd be good if the boss goes past and I'm doing pull-ups off the ceiling.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
What are you doing, Chris?
Leg day.
That's not leg day, though.
No, I'm just doing my glutes.
The world is your gym. This is what we're going to do now in between the songs. We're just going to work out.
The thing is, I need you to spot me. Do you know what I mean? Like, if we both...
Why is this making... Why am I enjoying this so much?
It's so silly.
You need to spot me, mate. Hey, here's a good one. Ryan says, the way he got buff is play Rihanna Umbrella on your phone, and every time she says umbrella, do a push-up.
Nice.
Yeah, buff in no time.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Holly, what's going on?
Hi, yeah. I heard you speaking about something the other day on the radio, and I gave a text in, and I heard you mention my text.
Right. What did we say?
It was about a certain Xbox.
Yes, I remember you. We read your text, didn't we? And then we wanted to get in contact with you.
And what was it about?
So I thought I'd give a call. The Xbox. So I've got all my ex's stuff in a box.
Where's the box?
I've got it with me.
Yes, yes, I do remember you.
That's me.
When was the last time you looked in it?
We broke up about 2 years ago, so it's just been shoved in a box under my bed.
Okay, so what's your situation now?
Currently with a new boyfriend. I actually mentioned to him about a week ago because I was going through my room that I saw it, but I didn't look in it because I didn't want to see what was in it.
What was his reaction to that?
To be honest, he wasn't that shocked, which I was quite funny about. I thought he'd be like, get rid of it, but he wasn't. So
some people really are bothered by it.
It's tricky because a lot of people have these boxes. It's just where you go to store all the things, old photos, maybe the odd present. Yeah. Jewellery often is in there because you feel a bit weird wearing jewellery that an ex has got for you.
Definitely, yeah.
And there'll be like old birthday cards, Valentine's cards, Christmas cards in there.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah,
all the things that remind you of your happy time you had with that person.
Yeah, and it's all gone now.
How long were you with your ex?
I was with my ex for 5.5 years.
Oh, it's a long one as well.
This is a
big box.
It is, yeah.
And how long with your current boy?
Only about 3 months. Proper boyfriend.
Epic.
Since, I know.
How keen are you, let's say, to go through the box on air with us?
I suppose I could, yeah.
So have you got your box right in front of you?
I do, yes.
Wow. Is it wrapped up or anything like that? Describe, please.
It's in a sort of, I don't know, a plain box. Sort of 3/4 of the way full.
Yeah.
And I can just see it all shoved in there. Oh.
This is so good. This is 5 years of a relationship in a box.
It is, yeah.
I'm really having thoughts about this now that I don't think it's good.
Why don't you think it's good?
I don't know, because... Like, you're in a happy relationship now, yeah?
Yeah, of course.
Loving it. There's a reason that you broke up with your ex.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's good to go over the past. I don't know. I'm scared of what you might find.
I'm scared too.
You are scared, are you?
Yeah, I am scared. I am a bit scared, yeah.
But we can relive some of those memories that you've got.
Yeah, the happy ones.
No, but I don't think it's a good idea because you're happy already. It might confuse you.
I'm sure it won't. I think I'm very happy at the moment.
Here's the thing with this Xbox thing. I think it's all very well you taking a little look and seeing it. That's not so hard. It's only difficult for your new boyfriend if he knows that you're going through all that stuff.
Yeah.
But he doesn't.
No.
I still don't like it. I mean, at least he won't find out because it's about to be on national radio if he did decide to do it.
Of course, exactly.
I mean, you know that someone will tell him, right?
Probably, yeah.
They will. Someone in your friend circle will say, oh, did you hear Holly going through all the stuff of her ex? So is he away at the moment?
He is away at the moment, yeah. He's not in the country.
I say we crack on with this.
No, I think this is way too soon.
Really?
I'm just worried of what he's going to say if he finds out.
I'm a little bit worried, but I think he'll be fine.
Okay, can we all just relax for a second? Let's kind of take a breath. I really want us to think about what we're doing here.
You really don't want to go through this Xbox. Come on.
I've had problems on this show before with relationships, and sometimes it hasn't gone that well.
I just want to have a look inside it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I'm getting intrigued now.
Holly, lift up the flaps.
Don't lift it up.
I'm lifting it.
Lift up the flaps. No, don't. Okay, yes. Right. Stop. I've got an idea.
Okay.
Why don't we... I don't want you to get into trouble because, as you said, you're very happy right now.
Yeah.
Why don't we ask the boyfriend if it's okay?
Okay.
And then I'll feel better than I do at the moment because we will have his permission to go through it. Because you are about to do something involving your ex on a national radio station. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. I know what you mean.
So you'd rather involve her boyfriend in all of this as well?
Just to make sure he's all right.
Right, I see where you're going.
Is he contactable?
He could be.
Right, okay. I just think it's best to run it through with him, just to check.
Okay.
Right, okay, I'm going to play a song now, and if it's all right, I will get his number off you.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, and then we can check.
And that's not going to be cringe at all, right?
I'd rather that than it just go horribly wrong and then, I don't know, it could be a disaster.
I end up single again.
Yeah, I don't want that.
You don't want that,
I don't want that on my head. Right, wait there, and I will, I'll get the number off you, all right?
Okay, bro. The Scott
Mills Daily. We're just speaking to Holly. Hi, Holly.
Hi, Scott.
She's got a box in front of her, which has got all of the stuff that will remind her of her ex-boyfriend. And Chris is quite keen to go through it now on air.
I say we just crack on.
I'm saying let's get the current boyfriend's permission first because otherwise I just don't want you to end up single again.
Okay, thank you.
Here's the great news. He's not answering his phone.
Oh, brilliant.
So let's just do it. We've tried.
No, I don't want that.
Okay, so how do you want to move this forward?
Okay, then? Well, I'm just going to keep ringing him until...
Just keep ringing him.
Yeah. So he's got to wait.
Is that okay with you, Holly?
That is fine with me, yeah.
I've never felt this responsible before. Normally I'd be like, yes, go, do it.
Yes, I don't know why you are being so responsible.
I don't know. I've changed. I don't know what's happened, but I just want to make sure that he's okay. Is that okay?
Of course it's okay. I think he will be.
We might as well ring the ex then as well if you want to get everyone on board.
Oh, actually, no.
Oh, no.
Okay, right. Holly, I'll keep trying him, all right?
Okay.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Well, it's a mixed bag of texts coming in and tweets, isn't it?
Well, you say mixed. I mean, Tom in Manchester here. Mills, you melt. Crack on. Katie in Gloucester. Open the box. We can't take it in our office anymore. I think the consensus is you need to get this box opened.
I just want to be... And it's, you know, obviously it's her property, but I just want to be sure that he's okay with it because, on this show before, there have been some tense moments in relationships, and that's generally because of me. So as much as we all want to hear what's in the box, I think we should wait until we know what he is saying. Someone says this is a really bad idea. Pull the plug on it now and move on, or this could have disastrous consequences on the current relationship. That's what I'm slightly worried about.
I'm saying crack on.
Matthew says, open the box. And then another one. I think Holly might regret this. That's from Miles. Don't could be Ed Sheeran. Don't Ed Sheeran could be her breakup song when you wreck this next relationship. Scott Mills, the voice of reason. This is a first.
Yeah, exactly. It's Captain Sensible over there.
I just don't want to ruin anything. So we will wait to hear from him before we proceed. BBC Radio 1. Some people are saying they feel like Brad Pitt at the end of the film Seven. It's not the same. I'm being called a box tease.
You are.
Box tease.
You are.
I'm just waiting for what the boyfriend says before we reveal what's in the box. I think it's best. Come on. You might want to service your cringe glands, though, because it could be potentially blunderous. The Scott Mills Daily. Open the box, Mills! People are going crazy at me now. Tell Mills he's a salad. That's from Jack in Stafford.
Yeah, he also says give you a slap, and I'm tempted.
How could you slap? No, absolutely not. So, we've been speaking to a girl called Holly, and she has a big box of stuff which relates to her and her ex-boyfriend. A lot of people have these somewhere in the house, normally in the bedroom. And you just keep it in the cupboard. It's a big box of stuff, so it can be like cards. It would be like maybe some jewellery in there, some little love notes that you sent to each other.
Yeah, you generally don't want to really go through it if you're like the new boyfriend or girlfriend.
No.
It's a bit awkward. But then again, someone else says, just do it. I went through my Xbox with the next guy I started seeing. He thought it was funny and helped me rip everything up.
I think it depends on who you are. Like, for instance, I'm texting your girlfriend a lot at the moment.
Yeah, okay.
Just because we're arranging a night out. She's been on again
today.
But
you're not. I since found out, I was talking to her last night about this, you are having polite conversation as well. It's not purely functional.
Well, no, I mean, we are actually, yeah, we're speaking properly.
Yeah, but you'll ask about things.
Like what?
Yeah, but I kind of get it if you're just arranging a night. That's all good.
All right, but you don't want us to engage in any other conversation apart from that.
Yeah.
Anyway, how would you feel if, like, we got your girlfriend on and let's say she went through one of her Xboxes?
No.
You see, some people react to it in different ways, don't they? So Holly's story is she broke up with her ex 2 years ago. They were together for 5 years. That's who the Xbox is about. And current boyfriend for 3 months only. I'm still waiting for his permission to go through Holly and her ex's stuff. Surely it can't be long now. The Scott Mills Daily. Hi, Holly.
Hi, Scott.
Any word from the boyfriend? Where is he, by the way?
He's in France at the moment, working.
Okay. And you've had a text from him?
I have had a text from him, yeah. He wouldn't answer the phone when I called. But he said absolutely fine if I would like to look at my happy memories from the past.
Did he really say that, though? Or are you just telling me because you want to go through the box?
Bit of both.
It's remarkably chilled of him.
Exaggerating the truth.
But as long as he's fine.
He is fine.
Okay.
So can we crack on now?
We can crack on.
Right. Okay, then. I'm fine with this now. Let's do it.
Awesome.
Are you ready to open the box?
I'm ready to open the box.
Oh, okay. So here's what we do. I want you to go through the box really quickly. Describe each item.
Okay.
As we go. Just a quick description. Yeah. And then our favourite things from the box, we might ask a few more questions on.
Okay.
Okay, go.
Right. I've got two teddies named Jordan Craig. I've got printed out Facebook messages. I've got high school prom invitation, Mother's Day cards from the teddies. I've got...
Who does that?
I know.
A Mother's Day card from your teddies?
Yes.
Was that just a you and him thing?
It was just a me and him thing.
Okay, move on. I might ask more questions on that in a minute.
I've got school trip letter, which is where we first met on a school trip. Got the permission form.
You met on a school trip?
Yeah. Anniversary cards, Christmas cards. I've got little love notes that we left each other in the morning.
Yes. Anything else?
Did I mention the rock in the shape of a heart?
Oh, a rock in the shape of a heart? No.
Yeah, we've got a rock in the shape of a heart that he bought me from his holiday.
So you found a rock?
Yeah, found a rock in the shape of a heart. Yeah, I've also got a cemetery flyer, which is from the place where we first met on a school trip as well.
You met in a cemetery?
Yeah, we first held hands in a cemetery.
Oh, how romantic.
Lush.
I know.
I love this.
Yeah, that's my old love life.
Yeah, there it is, right there, 5 years.
There it is, wow, right there, in the box.
So the printed out Facebook messages is where I'd like to start. It sort of intrigues me. Care to read?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
I'm amazed that you printed them out, though. I've never heard of anyone doing that before.
I know, I was like 15.
How melty are they?
Quite bad.
Okay, are you prepared to read it out?
Yeah, I can take snippets.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Excellent.
Yeah.
When we lived together with our real kids, amazing little world, in a happy house, I will be the happiest person alive.
Oh, I don't know how I feel about this.
I feel like I'm really prying.
Holly, are you okay? Is this making you emotional?
It is a bit emotional.
Oh, no. Oh, no. What have we done?
This is what I feared.
Yes.
It's just the broken promises, isn't it?
Yeah. Anything from the cards that you'd care to read?
Oh, bear with me. Let me find a good one.
I'm bearing with.
I've got one that has the, where it goes, guess how much I love you, and then the little me to you bear sort of comes out in open arms with a hug.
Yeah, yeah.
He's put the date that he thought we'd get married.
He's what?
Yes, which was the 27th of August 2015.
Oh, it's quite soon.
Yeah, it's a couple of months away, that.
Isn't it? It is quite soon.
All right, so that was the date that he thought that you would get married.
I like that. Yeah. That's like what they do on The X Factor, isn't it? Where they predict what the winner's going to be really early doors, put it in an envelope.
Yeah.
I didn't know people do that with relationships as well.
So that's in there.
Uh-huh.
He's written my name with his last name as well.
Oh, I love that.
In the card.
Did you ever practice the signature, what it would look like?
Yes, I did. he's also written my name as Holily, which is what he used to call me, because the I-L-Y at the end was like, I love you.
Ah!
Oh, my word. Really?
Yes.
Illy.
So that's, I mean, that was a you and him thing. The new boyfriend doesn't do that.
Not sure.
You've been so open and honest with us, you know.
I have, haven't I?
Yeah, but it's fantastic.
Are you honest?
No, this is good.
It's brilliant. It's a real insight.
And the new boyfriend, he's completely cool, isn't he? He sounds like he's very chilled.
Yeah, he is amazing.
And I'm sure he's got an Xbox as well.
Mm. Probably, one he's not telling me about.
He's probably already written down the date when you're going to get married anyway.
Yeah. Of course, yeah.
Holly, I hope it's not the same day.
I hope not either.
Holly Illy.
Holly Lily.
How do you feel now? Has this been a cleansing experience? Do you feel a bit emo?
A little bit emo. But I feel relieved. I feel like a weight's been lifted off my shoulder.
Yeah, because you were worried about looking in that box, weren't you?
I was, and I'm not too worried now.
Yeah, you've done it.
No,
it's not
too bad. Yeah,
it's done. You've seen the content today. You don't always need to pass it and wonder what, you know. You've done it. It's good.
You've done
well.
Are you going to keep the box or are you going to throw it out?
I don't know.
I know, that's the problem, isn't
it? That's a dilemma.
I think my new boyfriend wants me to get rid of it, along with the teddy that I still sleep with from my ex.
Yeah, maybe you should.
I said he should buy me a new one, though.
What, a new teddy?
Yeah.
Well, eventually he'll hear about this and he probably will.
He will, yeah, definitely.
Well, I'm glad we could kind of help.
You did help, very much so.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, I feel relieved.
If he wants to balance it up, we're happy to go through his Xbox.
Because you would love that, wouldn't you, Holly Lily Lily?
Absolutely. Definitely.
It's really good to speak to you. Thank you for being such a good sport.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Chris.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Okay, I don't know how I feel.
Wow. Have you seen the reaction to this? This is incredible, isn't it? This is a good point as well. Dave and Huey want to know who gets married on Thursday. Seemingly the date that they'd set was a Thursday, but I think it was something that was planned ages ago. They didn't really look at the day.
Yeah, I mean, it was 5 years ago. Does anyone ever cringe so hard that they sweat?
Did it go that way, did it?
Smee on the M6 did it, and I've got a bit of a bead on now as well.
I got a bit emo at one point.
Did I see you have a little tear?
No. It wasn't that I was upset. It did feel like there was something small in my eye. At one point. It was when she started saying, it's just the broken promises.
I'm sorry. I mean, not only would your cringe glands have been becoming large there, they would have, maybe they are now hanging out. We didn't really, didn't do a warning, as always.
She's so cool, though. We should do this with the famous. Get them to go through their Xbox.
Yeah, good luck getting someone to agree to that.
There'll be someone, surely.
Nadia says, Mother's Day card from the teddies, lol, 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 lol.
Yeah.
Actually dying with laughter at my desk. James Miller says, oh, Mills, what have you done? Cringe overload. Ian says, why are you laughing? My girlfriend and I both met in a graveyard.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm very pleased to announce that Innuendo Bingo is now a thing on BBC iPlayer.
Mm.
You know, you could just get it on YouTube before. So if you go on iPlayer, we were on the homepage yesterday.
Yeah, this is really good. It really feels like it's ramping everything up.
It's basically a TV show now.
It's a big day for Innuendo Bingo.
Oh, yeah. And the first one is up there now, which is Slaves, our favourite punk duo. They are in the wet seat on Innuendo Bingo. It's up there until... It's up there for 29 days as well, which is pretty awesome. So either find it on the homepage, on iPlayer, on your telly or on your phone or iPad or whatever, or tablet, and either see it on the homepage or just put in Innuendo Bingo and you'll find it, including stuff like this. And now we're going over to BBC Radio 2 again, which is a rich source of Innuendo Bingo right now. Richard Bacon's text-in question is, how did your grandparents meet?
I'll be stealing that one, Richard.
You'll be pleased to hear this charming story about one granddad who was attracted to his wife because of one particular skill that she had. Here we go.
Finally for now. Dear Richard, my grandparents met when my granddad...
yeah, we've got a sprayer.
What was that?
Straight on Chris's head. Over Chris's head, in fact. That was incredible.
I felt like a naughty child in assembly.
It's fine.
When you're just giggling and you're waiting for the punchline.
Yeah. Let's play it again. Here we go. See if you can make it through. Yeah, this granddad attracted to his wife because of this.
Finally for now. Dear Richard, my grandparents met when my granddad read in the News of the World about a woman, my gran, who had beaten off a robber single-handedly.
Oh. Which is one way of dealing with burglars.
Home invasions.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mark and Leicester, for that one.
About a woman, my gran, who had beaten off a robber single-handedly.
That's love. Thank you very much to Slaves for coming in yesterday. You can even watch it on your telly, look. Innuendo Bingo, BBC iPlayer. It's now a thing in its own right. I'm very excited about that, you know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, Adam Stanley on Twitter. Just went straight onto his TV, to BBC iPlayer. There it is. He sent me a picture of it downloading. Innuendo Bingo now downloading to his telly.
I really like how this is progressing. In fact, it needs its own spin-off show, I think, now. Do you know, like, you got X Factor, you got the Extra Factor.
Right, like presented by Sarah Jane Crawford or something.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, okay. It could be like, an after Innuendo Bingo thing. We get some guests in, a house band, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay, right. So we'll do like a bit like that one. Have you seen the TOWIE one that they do when it's a new series?
No.
With Mark Wright?
No, how's that?
It's basically people going, or a bit like Bit on the Side on Big Brother. It's people going, so what did you think of the first episode?
Yeah, great.
No, yeah, really good, thanks.
Yeah, I think that's how it could progress.
All right, well, we've only just got it onto iPlayer, so one step at a time, but I think it's going in the right direction.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
People are so keen for the Innuendo Bingo spin-off show.
Yeah, some great names coming in.
The Bingo.
I like this one from Ash. Innuendo Bingo, drying off.
Yeah, the dry off is good. Because what was the one for Dancing on Ice? It was like, Dancing on Ice, defrosted.
Yeah, oh, a bit cringe.
Yeah, no, I love it. And then obviously that's going to lead, now that Innuendo Bingo's on iPlayer, it's going to lead to the UK tour.
Yes.
At some point.
That's the dream.
It's the like kind of next natural step for us.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, who's that?
Hi, Scott. It's Dean here.
Dean, what's going on?
Not a lot. Having my life dictated by the ga-ga noise that
what do
you
mean?
Started off. Morning, day, night. Me and my housemate constantly saying it to each other, no matter what happens, all day long.
Ga-ga, yes.
Ga-ga, yes.
Yes.
All day long.
What's your job?
I'm a courier.
Is this the kind of thing you and your mates do? I mean, is this in your nature?
Every now and again, sure, something will pop up that we'll sort of hook onto, but this seems to be the thing at the moment. You know, just down there, would you like a coffee? Yeah, coffee, yeah!
It's become a problem. Yes!
Yes!
What happens at Radio 1 now is that everybody, pretty much without exception, has got this bug, this kind of phrase in their head.
It's horrendous. It's not good.
So what happens now is instead of me just saying hello to everyone, they will often say to me first, yes, and I go, yes, back. And that's it.
It's true.
That's pretty much the same sort of banter we end up doing in the house. But this will go on now for weeks and weeks.
But that can be the only conversation I've had with that person that day. Yes, yes.
But you understand what happens. You understand each other.
Yeah. But you're a courier. So do you do this with random people?
I do it on my own, oddly enough, sometimes.
Mm. Yeah, that happens.
But yeah, someone will go, oh, is that for me? Yes, parcel, yes. And off you go again. And then you walk away thinking, what have I just said?
Yeah, your parcel's here, yes.
Exactly. I'm 32 years old. I shouldn't be doing this. But there you go.
But actually, you can't blame me for this.
Who do I blame?
The guy on the internet that follows Lady Gaga around. This guy.
Gaga, yes!
Yes, Gaga!
Yes, Gaga!
Yeah, that's the one, that's the one. Although I think we perfected it and made it a little bit better.
Yeah. Chris, when I first walk in to work,
yeah,
what do we do?
Yes.
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 That's it.
Yeah,
and it's contagious.
Even my bosses at Big Weekend.
Yeah,
one of my bosses came up to him. Yes, this needs to stop.
It's silly.
It does need to. Ours goes on for a long time as well. You know, the length of it is really long. You know, I'll walk in from work and it'll just be a massive yes.
Oh, I'm glad I'm not the only one. Well,
no, you are, but you're definitely not.
No, it's you, it's me, and it's actually the whole of Radio 1. Thanks very much for that, Dean.
Thank you too. Love you. Bye.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Greg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You do that when I say when I see you during the day just to say hello.
Yeah.
I look at you and I nod and you go yes and keep walking.
Yeah, it's really weird. However, the French version of that Ariana Grande song that I played a while back. I think I like it more than that version. You know, sometimes internationally, to make a song more popular, what they'll do is they'll just add a French or Spanish singer on it. And yeah. if you listen, I was into a station in France, and it's an Ariana Grande song, obviously, but then suddenly this random Frenchy bloke pops up halfway through and does a verse and a chorus in French.
I've not heard that.
They actually do that a lot with Derulo songs.
Yeah, a lot.
The full edition of his name is Derulo, as yeah. in French. And they put on trumpets, they have a whole... It's like half of it is a lady singing in the trumpets, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, happens a lot. Okay, here's your real or no real facts for today.
Swimmers who take part in the Loch Ness Triathlon have to take out insurance against being bitten by the monster.
Is that even a thing, the Loch Ness Triathlon?
Yeah.
Or wow. The monster. What's going on with the monster? We haven't found it yet, then.
To be honest, they haven't, no. I did actually go on one of those tours once to try and find it, but didn't happen.
Did you really? And what were your expectations?
Well, I mean, like everyone that takes the tour and pays their 20 quid or whatever it is, you hope to find it, don't you?
And did you travel there specifically for that reason? That was the whole, I mean...
No, I was in the Inverness area anyway. So it's actually quite a fun tour.
Did you think at any point that you'd seen it?
I mean, you're always on alert. So, yeah, I mean, I was like, oh, that's it. And it was just like a bin bag floating past. No condom.
Well, your eyes play tricks on you. When you really want to see something, yeah. you will. Mm. Your mind will make you see it. It's like when you're ghost hunting or something, your mind will go, that was one there, definitely, by the clock.
But also, I mean, it's a good money earner, isn't it, for the council? Once someone finds it, that's it. Done. It's a bit like if Wyvette Fielding ever actually found a ghost, that's her career over.
But what I don't get about the Loch Ness Monster is at no point has anyone seen this Loch Ness. Like, it's all very well saying there's a monster there, but no one has actually seen it, right?
Well, no.
Literally, no one.
That's the thing, because it is a wonderful myth.
Mm. But that's a rubbish myth, because it's come from nothing.
Well, you say it's rubbish. It's been going on for a few years.
Made quite a few million from it.
Okay, so if I say there's a monster in the River Pin, right... And I can make that a thing, can I? I can earn money from that.
The pin monster.
I think it's already been done here in Loch Ness.
Why don't you try it out?
Okay, well, there's a monster in the River Pin.
Where is the River Pin?
Pinner.
Okay, so there's a monster in there. And what monster is it?
It's a massive three-eyed monster.
Yes.
Okay, I've seen it. If you want to come on tour, try spot it. Contact me.
Okay. Chris will take you out in his pedalo.
Yeah.
No, it's one of those rivers where it's just a trickle. You can't actually...
What, could you put a little kayak on it?
I've seen it, no, probably not, but I've seen a monster there.
So you could do walking tours down the stream and you might see the three-eyed pin monster.
Pin monster.
Okay, well, look out for that, everyone, next time you're in the pinner area.
Loch Pin.
But do...
the Loch Pin monster.
Loch Pin.
But do swimmers who take part in the Loch Ness Triathlon have to take insurance against being bitten by the Loch Ness monster?
I'm going
to
say real, because you have to keep up the pretense. You have to, you know, fully commit to this myth, so real.
No real.
That one is real.
Yes. Oh,
Insurance to the value of $1 million is regularly taken out by athletes who swim in the lake just in case. To get a payout, apparently claimants would have to provide definite proof that the monster was responsible, which of course could be quite tricky.
No, well, not if you get out of the river or the lock and you have no arms.
What's going
like,
on?
Where have they gone? Oh, well, the monster took them, clearly. Prove it. Well, I've got no arm, so yeah, that's the proof you need.
I couldn't take a picture.
Yeah. I'm terribly sorry. I mean, you can't... I couldn't use my selfie stick.
And next.
At Radio 1's big weekend in Norwich, Matt Edmondson challenged Laurie from Slaves to a fun war and lost.
Now, a fun war, by the way, is a huge who.
He might as well have whipped out some Conkers and done a bit of that.
Yeah.
Do you want to see if you can beat me with this Rubik's Cube, guys?
So, I mean, I don't know how bored Matt was backstage.
Quite, by the sounds of it.
But Laurie from Slaves, they were on Bingo yesterday. They were amazing. So they seem to me like they're up for a laugh. Has a thumb war with Laurie off of Slaves and unfortunately doesn't win there, Matt.
Slaves are getting the full Radio 1 experience now, aren't they?
Oh, they are.
They've come in, they've done innuendo bingo.
Yeah.
They've done a thumb war with Matt.
But where else is there to go now?
Yeah.
I feel like they've peaked.
But Radio 1 generally as a place is absolutely loving them at the moment. They are the talk of Radio 1, Slaves.
The talk of the town. Yeah. They're this year's Macklemore.
They are.
Remember when everyone went mad for Macklemore and then everyone went mad for Pendulum one year as well?
Yes.
We're so fickle.
Absolutely the same. I mean, I've been here. I mean, I can remember when people were going mad for the Thrills.
No.
And the Enemy. And then it just goes. Anyway, in no way am I relating that to what's going to happen to Slaves, obviously. But did one of them have the thumb war with Matt Edmondson backstage at Big Weekend?
What do you think, Greg?
I'm not sure anymore about anything.
I'm going to say real.
It's been a long week.
Real?
No real.
That one is real.
Oh, that's right. So this wasn't for a wacky game on Matt's Radio 1 show. Matt did it just for fun in the backstage area when conversation dried up.
That's the go-to. Imagine that's the go-to.
How does that work?
With every conversation.
Thumb war?
Thumbs? Thumbsies?
And next.
On Mr. Jam's One Extra show, he's currently playing a song about E45 skin cream.
Currently, he's not on at the moment. Is he just sat in a room?
I mean, we mean generally on his show.
Right. He thinks he's always on.
This does follow a fact we had on Real or No Real a few weeks ago about a song that Mr. Jam on One Extra played, which incorporates a sample of the Samsung phone message alert.
Gala WhatsApp and I send text. Me see the SMS. Me a fish your interest.
It's good that. It's cheeky. I like it.
But is Mr. Jam currently playing a song about E45 cream?
Well, we spoke to Lethal Bizzle about this, because do you remember, if you put brands in a song, the brands will send you loads of stuff.
Yeah. I forgot to say, I loved your Lethal Bizzle chat. I don't know where I was listening to it. I was sat somewhere at the weekend collecting my thoughts, and I was listening to it. He was brilliant.
Wasn't he good?
Is that on your podcast or something?
Yes, it is.
I urge people to listen to that.
He was brilliant.
Very, very funny.
We got the full Bizzle experience.
It was almost like he didn't know he was on the radio.
Yeah.
It was very honest.
Perfect. So, Mr. Jam, One Extra, playing a song about E45 cream. I mean, maybe he's just hoping to get some.
Well, that's the thing. It's very clever, isn't it? He's going to get all the E45 cream.
I wonder if he's a guy that does like a bulk buy.
Oh.
He wants a shipload of that stuff. Mm. He's quite smooth, though.
Yeah.
He does use a lot of that stuff.
So?
I'm going to say real.
Real.
That one is real.
And here it is. You need some E45.
Fish, little fish, cardboard box. Big fish, little fish, cardboard box. Big fish, little fish, cardboard box. Big fish, little fish, cardboard box.
Yes.
It's a banger.
Also mentions cocoa butter and Vaseline, but no mention of aloe vera. And at the end of that
aloe
round...
Aloe vera?
Of real, I want to hear that again. You need some E45. You need some cream. Cocoa butter and Vaseline. Yes.
That is nonsense.
That's my new jam. At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
It's a draw. I got 20. Greg got 20.
Yes.
You need some more Vaseline.
I need some cream.
More lols like that, maybe even better ones, on Monday from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. If you can't get to the show live, get this handy podcast with all our best bits on it. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.